Is your money not sure what to do with itself right now? At Ally, they'll help it save for the future with their smart savings tools. Bucket your money for the things that matter most. Analyze your spending and save automatically. All on top of a competitive rate. For all things money, you deserve an Ally. Visit ally.com/savings for more info. Ally, do it right. Ally Bank, member FDIC.
Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon, not in an attic, but in sneaky big studios here in Scottsdale, Arizona. And I'm with Frank Isola sitting in for Tony today. And Frank, for the second consecutive day, we got some pretty big news from NASCAR, don't we?
That's right, Mike. That's where we're going to begin with late breaking news out of NASCAR, where it has been determined that Bubba Wallace was not the victim of a hate crime. In a statement, NASCAR said that the FBI determined that the garage door pull rope, fashioned like a noose, had been positioned there since early last fall. NASCAR went on to say that they're thankful that it was not an intentional racist act against Bubba. Mike, what are your thoughts about the latest developments?
Good. This is good. And I know, you know, people will start screaming of a certain, thought, you know, mindset will start screaming, oh, this was fake news from the beginning. If the FBI comes in and makes this determination, then that's good to hear. It's not like Bubba Wallace didn't make an allegation. Bubba Wallace, as we were told by NASCAR originally yesterday, didn't even see this. So he was informed of it, as were his fellow drivers, and their support of Bubba Wallace was their support. But you know what? NASCAR has got some news. It is not a quiet day totally, Frank, because Mike Skinner, the former NASCAR driver, his son Dustin, said on social media, and I'm going to quote here, "I know it's not what you guys want to hear, but my hat is off to who put the noose at his car. Frankly, I wish they would have tied it to him and drug him around the pits because he has single-handedly destroyed what I grew up watching and cared about for 30 years now. I will not watch this sport anymore, and that's sad." So, and it gets worse. It got worse from there. But the father, the driver, former driver, Mike Skinner, has twice now issued statements saying, "I hate this. I have no part in this. I love my son, but this is awful." Twice, two different statements, distancing himself and his son's mom from these comments. And so even on a day where NASCAR would get news that you'd say, okay, you breathe easy, you hear this, Frank, and you're not breathing easy.
And, Michael, let's just remember a couple of things. Bubba Wallace never said that he was in his garage and he saw this. This was somebody from his team who alerted NASCAR. NASCAR decided to take immediate action, and people wanted immediate answers, and that's what they got. The FBI was called in. The Department of Justice was called in. That doesn't take away the show of solidarity that the drivers had on the racetrack before the race, and that was all the pit crews that were there in solidarity behind Bubba Wallace. That does not take away from that, because remember, this was not Bubba Wallace who made up some story. That is not what happened here. And I know a lot of people are going to say hoax and things like that. This was not Bubba Wallace. This was something a member of his team saw. It went right to NASCAR. They decided to be transparent, and within less than really 48 hours, they reached this resolution, which is good, but it still does not take away from the fact of what the drivers showed yesterday with Bubba Wallace before that race in Talladega.
The drivers or NASCAR. And we also then later the next day, we see this ugly reaction. And reaction, of course, is to Bubba Wallace himself. And while in that post, part of that post goes on to say, oh, this is not about race. Of course, it's about race. That is what it's about. But Frank, this seems to have played out in terms of protocol the way it should have. You see something ugly like this, rather than trying to decide that you know what it means, you take it to the proper authorities, NASCAR, they take it to the FBI, which then investigates. It's sad we have to be at that place, but that's the place where we are now.
All right, Michael, let's move on to college football and Mississippi State running back Kylin Hill, the SEC's leading returning rusher. He's pledged to leave the program if the state flag isn't changed. Mississippi is the only state that features the Confederate flag as part of its official flag. Mike, do you expect this to significantly impact lawmakers in the state?
Oh, it could. There's no question, Frank. I mean, all we have to do is go back. I wish we were going back further, but we don't have to go back any further than the early 70s. And you just look at how the SEC changed. What's the one thing that changed the SEC? From coaches and university presidents and governors who were standing in the doorway, literally and figuratively, saying, no, not here. We're not having any niggers. That's what was said then. And so what changed it? The field of play changed it. Whether I got to get me one of them, Sam Bam Cunningham, or whatever happened at an individual school, that can change. I mean, that changes the tide faster than anything, doesn't it? All of a sudden, a school in the SEC particularly not being able to compete in football because they can't recruit the players. Yes, I expect, by the way, not just him. But if you have a sea change, if you have multiple players in a relatively short span of time saying, oh, no, looking elsewhere, that could produce radical change.
It certainly can. And you remember, the SEC and the NCAA has already told the state of Mississippi, we're not going to have postseason events down there as long as that state flag is still flying. And what I find a little remarkable about this whole situation, you know, this week marked the 56th anniversary of three civil rights workers. Their remains were found in Mississippi. They had been abducted a month earlier by the Ku Klux Klan 56 years ago. And in the same week, you have the running back. And here was Kylin Hill's statement, Mike. He said, either change the flag or I won't be representing the state anymore. And I meant that. I'm tired. I give this young guy credit. He's a big name. Listen, he's still going to get drafted by the NFL, probably, if he doesn't play. But for a guy like that to take that type of position, I'd like to see Mike Leach, the head coach at Mississippi State, say something about it.
And he may ultimately, Frank, but I'm with you entirely on this. Look, again, we've got historical perspective here. All we have to do is look back to the SEC and all those schools, the ACC as well, just all the schools south. Maryland was the first one, I believe, to have a scholarship black player. Just look back not that many years ago at what changed those institutions and also changed the fan base to a great extent. They wanted to compete. If you're losing the best players, and if some of those players, many of them happen to be black, guess what happens? So, yeah, this could be a fairly radical development in this entire conversation.
And Michael, 19 years ago, they did have a vote about changing the state flag by a 2-1 margin. It was voted down. But, you know, there's so many young people now. That's 19 years ago. So a lot of people believe if it's put up to a vote again, they do believe they could overturn it and finally take that flag down.
Absolutely, Frank. We're going to move to tennis, sort of. But it has bigger implications. The number one tennis player in the world, Novak Djokovic, has tested positive for the coronavirus after hosting a series of exhibition tournaments in Serbia and Croatia. Djokovic's wife, as well as a number of other players who participated in the tournaments, have also tested positive. Videos on social media show Joker and other players dancing shirtless at a party. No social distancing measures observed at these matches in either country. Frank, how does he look here, and how could this affect the United States Open?
He looks really bad. He's the same guy who has said, if you need a vaccine to travel to tournaments, I don't know if I'm going to have that. He complained about the hotels in New York City. He doesn't want to stay at the LaGuardia Marriott in New York for the U.S. Open. He's upset that he can't bring his entourage there. And now you have these images of him in a discotheque. It looked like Michael Wilbon and Michael Jordan back from the 92 Olympics, hanging out in these European discotheques. No social distancing taking place. And then, you know, here's what kills me about Djokovic, who, let's face it, Michael, he is a terrific player, a legendary player, and he's done a lot of good. And in fact, the tournaments that he was having was to provide relief for everyone that suffered during COVID. But he said in his apology, we did it with a pure heart and sincere intentions. What he didn't do was use his head, and he hasn't been using his head. They had fans there, Michael. You know, the players were, there was no social distancing taking place. And now here you have it. One of the biggest players in the history of the sport has a coronavirus.
And people like shoulder to shoulder. It's like, you know, Frank, one of the things that is, I don't know, it's a stump I've been on, is just, you know, people have to pay attention to something other than Instagram. I mean, you know, look at a newspaper. Turn your, you know, don't be unplugged. Plug back in. Watch some news and information. Yeah. If your only source of sort of intake on information is Instagram or Twitter, you're pathetically behind and likely to do something just witless like this. And by the way, look, you can take every safeguard and still test positive. But when you do this, Frank, and by the way, we have another person who tested positive we should probably mention, don't we?
Nikola Jokic. Yep. Think about it. The two most famous athletes in Serbia, you know, we have Jokic, who's supposed to be coming back to resume the season with the Denver Nuggets. Remember the photos we saw of him a couple of weeks ago? He was in phenomenal shape. So right now he'll be in quarantine for about another week before he can return to the United States.
The news is going on. It is.
All right, Michael, we're going to add Jason Kidd's name to the list of coaching candidates the Knicks intend to interview. Newsday is reporting that some league executives believe the Knicks are considering Kidd because he could improve their chances of landing the Greek freak, Giannis Antetokounmpo, who Kidd coached in Milwaukee. Mike, can you see a Kidd-Giannis Antetokounmpo reunion at Madison Square Garden?
I don't know about the reunion. I think that's real far afield. I'd hire Jason Kidd to coach my team. I'd hire Jason Kidd to have Jason Kidd to improve what you've got. And I remember, I thought actually the arrow was still pointing up in Milwaukee when he was fired. I think he was like in his third season or third or fourth. He was like 23-22 in that season, and he had one good season. I think Jason Kidd is one of those guys. Okay, so that was an early job. He goes back. He's on the bench in the Lakers right now. He is learning. Jason Kidd is one of those people that we know has a great basketball mind and is good with people, and young players respect the hell out of him. I'd hire Jason Kidd. I'm not saying that he's the only candidate for that. I mean, Tibbs obviously is a name that we know we're going to hear, and I'd hire Tibbs. I'd hire Tibbs back to coach the Bulls, and they could have a vacancy. Depends on what they have going on. But, man, Jason Kidd doesn't need to have Giannis, right? I don't know what Giannis is going to do. If they think he connects with Giannis, sure, that'd be worth trying if you had him. But Jason Kidd, to me, as a coaching candidate, stands on his own merit.
Now, Giannis's brother, Thanasis, was with the Knicks. Didn't have a great experience. Could that be a factor? Maybe. I think when Giannis looks at the landscape, are the Knicks in a good position to even consider them? That wasn't the case with Kawhi. Wasn't the case with Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving. But here's what bothers me about Giannis Antetokounmpo and the Bucks. Everyone, he's on like the top of everyone's list, and now they're going to go down to Orlando at the Hotel Destino. I'm calling it the Tamper Inn. And if you say it fast enough, it's a tampering, because that's what's going to happen down there, Mike. I got LeBron and the Lakers. I got your guy Doc Rivers and Steve Ballmer and our buddy Lee Jenkins. I got Toronto with Masai Ujiri. I got Pat Riley and his rings all staying in the same hotel. If I'm the Bucks, I'm switching to the Yacht Club. I'll stay with Phoenix and I'll stay with Sacramento because I know they're not going to tamper with my guy. This is a dangerous thing. They're going to spend 2 months in that hotel with all those teams. It's crazy.
Listen. They need their own bubble, Frank. The Milwaukee Bucks just need a separate bubble to keep people
exactly.
out
or
of
security.
It. Or right. Just have a force field around Giannis when he goes to breakfast every morning. It's a recipe for tampering, and everybody's going to have. And you know what? I like seeing Giannis in Milwaukee. Silly me, right? The notion that he might sort of break this trend and stay. Some people.
Get out of the Tamper Inn. Get out of it. Go to the Yacht Club. You don't want to be at that hotel with those teams. You can't trust them. They're too good at their jobs.
Geico gets you access to licensed agents 24/7, which means that Geico is always there for you. If only everyone was always there for you. Like your mom, when you fill out really, really important paperwork on the first day of a new job.
Name, check. Birthday. Social security. Is that a thing? Hey, mom, what is my social security number? Mom? Okay, let's guess. 0017. Oh, Gemini. Hashtag done.
Geico. Always there for you with savings and 24/7 access to licensed agents.
Time to get happy, people. Happy 45th birthday, Kevin Dyson, the former wide receiver momentarily famous for his involvement in the Music City Miracle, subsequently earned 2 master's degrees and a doctorate, and is now Dr. Ty Dyson, and the principal of Grassland Middle School in Franklin, Tennessee. Dyson is one of those people who never bought into education being something to fall back on. He graduated from the University of Utah with a degree in sociology then earned master's degrees in education and administration leadership, then a doctorate in leadership and practical practice. Talk about a different world from the one in which he scored on that freak play to beat the Bills in a playoff game and was stopped at the one on the play that decided the Super Bowl.
Yeah, that's an impressive post-playing career. You know, I want to go back to the Music City Miracle for a minute. Don't you still think that was a forward pass by Frank Wycheck? That did not look like a lateral. That thing looked like it went forward to me. And, Michael, you know, a couple of things from that game. Doug Flutie, the controversy was a lot of people thought that he was going to start. He had started 15 games during the regular season. Rob Johnson started. Buffalo then didn't play in another playoff game for 18 years. So that loss to Tennessee, you didn't see Buffalo in the postseason for nearly two decades.
Yeah. The start of something akin, I guess, to a curse. Happy anniversary, Pat Riley. On this day 14 years ago, at Shaquille O'Neal's prompting, the Miami Heat president and head coach busted a move at the team's championship rally after Miami had won its first NBA championship. Few people have had careers in any sport as successful as Riley's at three different levels. He won as a player, head coach, and executive, and has done it with a singular style and charisma. And just when you figured you'd seen it all, boom, Riley drops a dance move or two on you.
And remember, Michael, that season started with him replacing Stan Van Gundy as the coach. And as you always like to say, there are those of us from a certain generation that we remember Pat Riley as the head coach of the Lakers with Magic Johnson, Kareem. He was there for 10 years. He's now been in Miami for 25 years. I mean, when he left the Knicks, it was like devastating to New Yorkers. He's been there for 25 years and three titles.
And what was the one place that sort of got the best of him, Frank? New York, of course. Only New York. He got it done
TV.
In L.A., got it done in Miami. Pat Riley, man.
He came this close.
One of the all-time greats. Happy trails to the Orlando Pride playing in the NWSL Challenge Cup. Six players and four staffers tested positive for the coronavirus, forcing the team to withdraw from the season-opening tournament. The Orlando Sentinel cites a source saying the positive test resulted from a visit to a local bar by several of the players. Frank, this is a crossover story that is one the Orlando-bound NBA does not want to hear, but it's happening all over the country. You know, welcome to Scottsdale, Arizona, Old Town specifically, where people are going to bars and maybe they shouldn't.
Yeah, we talked about this with Novak Djokovic. And now you have a team with Sidney LaRue, my girl Martha, who's behind me. They're not going to be playing. And I'll tell you what, the restart of this league, Michael, there's a couple of players from the national team, Megan Rapinoe, Kristen Press, Tobin Heath. They're not going to Utah. Carly Lloyd, Mallory Pugh. So the NWSL, which was hoping to get a boost from last year's World Cup, is losing a little momentum. I get it. The coronavirus factors into it. But with all these stars and now a full team not going there, it's a bit of a mess.
Changes the landscape entirely.
PTI.
Geico knows there are many reasons why you ride. From the thrill of the revving engine and pure adrenaline of flying down the highway to the confidence of knowing that Geico always has your back with 24/7 access to claims service. But Ari Snyder has one reason in particular.
I had extremely large upper arms. They won't even fit into most shirts. Thankfully, biking really embraces vest culture, so I feel accepted.
Geico Motorcycle. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.